Hello?
Hi, Miguel. Good afternoon.
Hi, honey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling me back. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So sorry I missed your call. I was on lunch. I just got back.
It's okay, honey. So I'm calling because, honey, when I gave you guys a try, I was looking for the best way to get leads, that will remove some sort of responsibility from my end, from having to look for jobs, right? And you guys have given me some leads, definitely, but nothing concrete, honestly. The only two estimates I did for you guys were customers that honestly probably won't buy, and I'm gonna try to sell to them just so I could kind of recover what I have invested paying this past 3 months for local splash. So I just don't think that I will want to continue after this month if I don't see any other benefits.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, I do understand where you're coming from. Can we go ahead and do an account review so just we can go ahead and check where you're currently at so we can see how things are going? Because I see here you've recently paid on April 15, so that means we still have like almost one full month to work on the account before your next billing date. So let's go ahead and do an account review with you. Let's see. Can I go ahead and share my screen with you?
Sure.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and open it here. So I'll be sending you a text message. This will allow you to go ahead and see my screen.
Haven't gotten it.
I'll text it to your number.
Okay, I am viewing the screen.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and open your dashboard. So this is where your dashboard is. I'm going to go to leads. First, let me go ahead and check here when we got you optimized. So optimization completed on January 19. Okay. All right, so based here on the leads, we were able to generate a total of 31 leads, 27 calls, 7 SMS, and then 5 from your Facebook ads campaign. So from all the leads that were generated, only 2 were valid or 2 were closed?
No, 2 were valid. I mean, I'm
Two
not
were valid.
even there. I haven't even closed any yet.
So only 2 were validates. Okay, let's go ahead and check.
I think
Inquire
like
about
three of the people that you of the leads I call and they don't answer.
They didn't answer. I see. Okay, because I see here we actually started the optimization on your account on January 19. So usually it takes about 45 to 60 days for the full optimization to apply, which means that after the optimization that we did, 45 to 60 days, your ranking should improve and then you should be getting more qualified leads. So let's check your Google Insight. Let's see if there's an improvement. So for February, we only had 2 visits but no calls. And then on March, that's the time we had 3 website visits and then 2 calls. So it slowed down on February. Okay, let's see. Let me review your... Because you have Google Ads campaign as well. So let's go ahead and check here. Let me check your campaign.
I also, today I went in and I changed the locations. I only have St. Augustine, Green Cove, and Jacksonville. I kind of, maybe that will fix something. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yes, certainly. Let's see. So here, your ads campaign is actually generating clicks. There are days, like for example, March 8th, we didn't have click, but looking at the other days, there were 2, 3, and this one on March 10th, we've got 12 clicks, 11, 7. So this actually means that the ads campaign is working and it's generating traffic to your website. Here's what we'll do. Since we do have a full month, right, to work on the account, I will go ahead and submit this one for our team so we can re-optimize. Check the ranking. Census of Florida. Okay. So we're not really ranking yet. Let me check. Let's go to maps.
You see, we're not really ranking.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let me see. Census of Florida. Yeah, I don't see it. This we really need to go out and go to our team. Let me just check who created the client added as manager. So you actually created the page. Let me check your listings. You've got 31 Google reviews. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay, here's what I will do. I'm going to go ahead and send this over to our team so that we can re-optimize your account. All right. And then, what I would do is that I'm going to go ahead and, let's see, April 15th, so we have got 4 months. I'm also going to extend your billing date. Instead of April 15th, I'll extend it for 2 more weeks. So this will actually give us enough time to go, and more time to go ahead and work on the account. So your next billing will be on April 29th. Now, for example, Miguel, you still feel that you're not happy with the service, there's still no changes after we've made, please go ahead and contact us at least 3 days before your next billing date, which is the 24th of April.
I want this to work, honey. I don't want to have to leave, you get me? I want it to work. I want leads to come in. I work very hard. You know, I put signs, I do door to door. I want this to work so I don't have to be going door by door. And also, I don't know, but the leads you have been sending me is not my usual customer. I usually get a lot of new constructions or new homes, and you have been, and I've been getting leads for like, older homes, lower income households.
Okay. We will go ahead and check on your target locations as well. 4242. Okay. One thing, by the way, I wanted to show you is here on the phone number. Remember, we actually assigned you a call tracking number, the 7175. Now, please note, this is the phone number that is actually showing on your Google listing. 7175-908-848-7175. Now,
Change that?
Yes, please. It's very important because this actually affects our ranking and visibility.
Okay, no worries.
Yes.
I'm going to fix that right now.
Yes, please. Kindly change that one to the call tracking number. In that way, Google will actually see that we have the same information all across your platform. And then let's go ahead and review as well your target location. so we can improve that one. Okay, so we are targeting Green Cove Springs, Jacksonville, St. Augustine, Florida, and Yulee, Florida.
Right.
Let's go ahead and add more to that.
I don't know if we should. I mean, the problem with my city is that it's so big.
There's
it's so big. So I
would
just fear that the more. I just fear that the more we add, the more narrow is going to be.
Or we could. How about we could go ahead and focus on 5 towns. Like, if you feel like these are, like, very large areas, let's see, St. Augustine, Florida. So this is it's not a county, it is a city, right, or town?
Wait, St. Augustine is a city.
It's a city. How about Jacksonville?
That's a city.
It's a city. We should be fine with cities. I won't recommend doing counties because county is like a very large location. And yes, it really slows down the ranking and visibility. What I would suggest is that if it's okay with you, we can go ahead and keep this one. So that since we've checked your ranking and you're not ranking yet on these areas, let's go ahead and focus first on these 4.
Which one? Green Cove, Jacksonville? Can I go see Julie? Okay.
Julie, yeah. Instead of adding more, I will go ahead and send your account to our team so that we can go ahead and give, we can re-optimize your account and then we can work on your ranking on these 4 areas. Because currently, yes, your Google account or your Google listing is actually not performing very well on that. And then for your Facebook ads, let me just check here.
I actually spend like $50 on one ad on Instagram, and it got me one lead that I closed. It got me a job, and I closed that job. So, I don't know. Can I make videos and send it to you for you to upload?
Yes, definitely. We can go ahead and use the videos on your ads campaign.
Okay, I'm going to make some videos. I'm going to make some, edited videos. Okay, and that number, 904-848-7175, right?
904-848-7175, yes, they are right, that one.
71?
Yes, 7175, yes.
Okay, I'm going to pause.
904-848-7175.
Okay, perfect. I just did that. I'll take a moment probably to show, but I made it available. I changed the name.
Perfect. Now, I wanted to ask, Miguel, since you're actually willing to go ahead and, you know, pay for leads, have you considered about doing the Google Verified campaign, the paper lead in Google?
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that really. Not right now.
Not right now, I see. Okay, no problem. It's actually the premier campaign Google runs, and we've seen great results on that. So I just thought since you mentioned you're willing to pay for, you know, a lead, like for example, the one Instagram that closed you, there's a very high close rate with Google verified leads. So, yeah, maybe you would reconsider that one if the Google Ads is not doing well, because you are spending $300 on that, right? If the Google Ads is not getting you much more traffic, maybe we can go ahead and do the Google Verified campaign for you.
How much will be the Google Verified campaign?
For Google Verified, let's see. Cost per lead, that one would be, it would range from $38 to $56. The estimated activation budget would range from $494 to $728. So the budget is actually would range from there depending on how many, like, for example, let's say you wanted to do, this is just an example. Let's say you don't want to overspend and you want to make sure that you only spend, like, let's say $500 on the leads for the Google Verified campaign. So depending on how many leads, but the cap will still be on the $500. So you don't get to overspend. Because the good thing about Google Verified campaign is that this, if you notice the placement in Google, let's say when you go ahead and search for friends contractor, there are three different placements. So the first one that you would see, that is the one that are the Google Verified leads. Next one is the ads, the one that we're running, which takes traffic to your website. So that's the Google Ads, the pay-per-click. And then lastly would be the map section. And the good thing about Google Verified is even if you're not ranking well on the map section, if you are doing the ads, it will put you on the top of the page.
If we do that, how do I get myself on top of the page?
I'm sorry, how do you?
Get myself on top of the page.
Yes, when you run Google Verified campaign, it's a paid ad campaign, so it puts you on the top of the page. So when customers search for fence contractor, remember the three placements I told you, Google Verified, Google Ads, and then the map. The businesses that are on the very top, like the first ones that is being suggested by Google, is a Google Verified campaign. Even if you don't have good rankings yet or you're not ranking well on the map section, it will put you on the top of the page because you're doing
okay.
The ads campaign.
So let's see if this works. If not, maybe we consider that, okay?
Okay, no problem. Yes. Just in case the Google Ads is not performing very well for you, again, we have the Google Verified. We can switch campaigns because it happens, actually. There are campaigns that doesn't work in a particular service, but the different campaign actually works better for them. So we can go ahead and use or do that one.
Okay, you guys are the experts. You got this.
All
okay.
Right, so we will do the Google Ads for now. We will keep it that way. Anyway, let's see. We will keep the Google Ads and then, because I will be extending your billing just to have enough more time to go ahead and work on the account. So you can call us back here on the 27th or the 24th, and then we will go ahead and review the account together. And then if Google Ads, you feel that Google Ads is not working for you, then let's switch to Google Verified.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to finish.
Yes. And the photos and videos as well. Yes, Miguel, kindly send it to us, and then we will use that one for your ads campaign.
Thank you. Will do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much, Miguel.
Of
Have
course.
A wonderful day.
You as well. Bye-bye. Thank you, honey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.